Influencers is brought to you by
7Seas. Start your day the right way. Soya Studios, located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road West. Carib Construction. Real-Time Sound Studios. And Global Transformation Media, transforming you from the inside out. Welcome to Influencers on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM, and I am your host, Lady Shima. And on this radio show, we take you into the world of leaders within Bahamian society and the global community to give you insight on how they use their influence to bring about positive change. We provide this platform for influencers to inspire our listeners with their personal stories on how they maneuver and strategize to still be impactful and influential even in this new norm environment post-COVID-19. It is our hope that the stories and the insight of the influencers we bring to you will inspire you to use the power of your influence to bring transformational change to your immediate environment, Bahamian society, and for some, even across international divides. And today we delve into the mind of a prominent entrepreneur who has distinguished herself as a women's advocate, a youth empowerment specialist, and even as a fashion guru. Plus, most recently, as an aspirant who sought nomination to become the PLP candidate for the Yamacraw constituency in the upcoming elections 2022. Today, we welcome influencer Miss Yolanda Turnquest as we continue in our February series for the love of country with the subtopic love of self. All this and more when we return here on Influencers on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM. Need your picture taken? Well, if you want it to look its best, then go to the best. It's Soya Studios, capturing your special events, portraits, passport, job, and visa photos. Plus, there's more. Also offering professional printing services of business cards, letterheads, signs, and banners. Opened Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a legacy. 28 years and growing. Located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road. Call 361-7786.
Start your day the right way. 7Seas.
Start your day the right way. Trust in the timeless tradition of 7Seas cod liver oil. 7Seas cod liver oil is a rich natural source of omega-3, giving you the essential nutrients needed to promote good health and help make sure you're looking and feeling your very best. Whether it's one a day, high strength, or traditional, with 7Seas cod liver oil, you start your day the right way.
Start your day the right way with 7Seas.
At Carib Construction and Project Management, we do three things. We give you exactly what you want at the best possible price while building at the best construction standards in the industry. So when making that big investment in building a home, apartment, or commercial complex, trust our over 20 years of professional experience in architectural drawing, design, and electrical. We even offer complete packages with property and construction included. See our impressive portfolio at caribconstruction.com or call us at 341-4466.
Welcome back to Influencers, and I'm your host, Lady Shima. And with me today is youth empowerment specialist, acclaimed entrepreneur, and former PLP aspirant for Yamacraw. Her name is Miss Yolanda Turnquest. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Listen, I am ecstatic about this interview today, Miss, because we've been talking about this for a bit.
Yes.
And I always say, in the fullness of time, right?
Absolutely.
In the fullness of time, and you have such a story. Our subtopic for today, love of self. And as we continue with our February series entitled For the Love of Country, know when we say love of self, this is not just a reference to love of self as an individual, even though we're going to be talking about that too. This reference is also made to love of self as a nation, love of self as a gender grouping. Women, for example, that's what we're going to be focusing on today. Do we really love ourselves as women? And we'll get more into these particulars as we proceed. So, Mitz, of course, one of the things that comes to mind first when we hear the name Mitz Yolanda Turnquest is the Cinderella story.
Yes. From rags to riches. Your story over there at Atlantis. It's such an inspirational story. Yes. And of course, I can't have you on for a whole hour. Yes. And I allow you to talk a little bit about that story. So just really give us a brief synopsis, if you will, of your whole story with the rags to riches, your Cinderella story.
Well, I'm more than happy to share that story with you.
Yes.
I remember stepping into Atlantis, and I never forget that moment when I went to fill in an application. And I remember the person who I walked up to, and she said, "Where would you like to go?" And I said to her, "Public areas. I want to go into space cleaning."
Yes.
And she was like, "What? Do you want to go there?" And I said, "Yes, I would love to go there."
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me strange, and I couldn't figure out why she looked at me so strange.
Yes.
But she perhaps saw who I was, but I didn't. I didn't know who I was at the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I was just eager because I came from very humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. I came from a beginning where I didn't have role models around me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have women around me or people around me that I looked up to or that I could have looked up to or aspired to be like.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew is that I was ready to work and I wanted to work.
Yes.
And I knew that I had to work. And so just being in a hotel in itself was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that at a young age. And so it didn't matter where I stood, where I started. I just wanted to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I celebrated that moment because they hired me on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I started working in public areas. I started scrubbing toilets, scrubbing common areas in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was proud doing that. I was truly proud doing that. And I remember that I was always the first one at work, the last one to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I started college at the time. I started my associate's degree in hotel management at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I love my job. I love my job in public areas. I remember having friends come over to the hotel, and I would hail them so bold in my apron. I was proud as a public area cleaner. And a lot of people don't know that about me. They look at me and they make assumption, and they'll never know that that's where
you
my
start
was.
You have me stunned right now.
I never knew who I was at the time.
Oh, wow.
And so working in public areas, I worked in that area for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the front desk manager, she would always pass me, and I was always so delightful at her and would always hail her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always looking at her and watching her watching me. She was always watching me.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she walked up to me. She said, "Would you like to work for me?" And I'm like, "Of course I would love to work for you."
Uh-huh.
Where are you? And she told me that she manages the front desk. Would you like to work with me on the front desk?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "Do I have to wear heels?"
I more so picture you at the front desk.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I said, "Do I have to wear heels? Because I don't know how to walk in heels."
Oh, wow.
And she said, "Yes, it's mandatory."
Wow.
So I remember going home because my mom wore these 3-inch heels, just practicing wearing heels for such a long length of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that I was getting ready to go on the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
And within months, I was on the front desk wearing heels. And I felt so honored and privileged.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in that capacity for about 2 years. And again, while I was there, I was the first one to work, always the last one to leave. And I worked all the overtime. They knew they could have come to me for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Never missed a shift. I was just always prompt, always the helpful one.
Yes, yes.
And I stayed in that area for about 2 years.
Okay.
And I kept climbing. And I kept climbing. And I remember that there was a position came up. First of all, it was assistant manager for the Imperial Club.
Mm-hmm.
And because the VP was watching me for a while, he just approached me and he said, "I'd like for you to be the assistant manager for this department."
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I always
yes.
tell people, sometimes people can see what's in you and sometimes you don't even
see
what's
in you.
You
don't even see
it
yourself. That's
right. The gift that's within you.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the Imperial Club as assistant manager for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was doing my undergrad degree.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing finance at the time. And so they needed someone to do the budget for that department.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was dealing with budget in my schooling. And so I was very seasoned in that topic.
Okay.
And so I had to do the budget for the department. I remember having to go to the senior management meeting and had to present this budget.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And everybody tried to figure out why was an assistant manager to a VP's meeting presenting a budget.
Right.
And it was
right.
then that I got my spotlight.
Yes.
You know, I was then that I was able to let my light shine.
Yes, yes.
And I had upper management now looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the position for director came up. And if you know anything about the hotel, you have to be in positions for at least 15 years to get these kind of positions.
Yes, of course. Yes.
I mean, that you had to pay your dues.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just come up and.
So that's how it is.
I didn't even look at that position. It was not even something I even considered.
Not even on your mind.
Because far as I'm concerned, I was not even next in line.
Yes, yes.
The managers were next in line and assistant directors was next in line for that position.
Mm-hmm.
I was only assistant manager at the time. So
okay.
I didn't even consider it.
Not even a manager, assistant.
Absolutely.
And you're just, okay.
So you had to either been assistant director or manager to apply for directorship position.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember walking into the hotel lobby And the hotel manager at the time stopped me and he said, Mitzi, he said, did you apply for the position? And I said, no, sir. I didn't apply.
Uh-huh.
And he said, why not? Mm-hmm. I said, I'm an assistant manager, sir.
He said,
what does that mean?
Yes.
I said, I'm not next in line. He said, who told you that?
Mm.
I said, that's just the system and the culture in the hotel.
Yes.
He said, please go and apply right away.
Oh, wow.
And surprisingly, he set up the appointment that evening, Karen Carey at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She called me in for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting with her and, Lord, how did I even get here?
Yes, yes.
And going through an interview with her. But in that moment, she had to interrupt the interview. My mm-hmm. father just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to rush me to the hospital. So we had already completed the interview.
Yes.
But my father had passed away during that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I remember me sitting with him and just holding his hand. He'd already slipped away.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow.
I took some time off. But when I went back to work,
mm-hmm.
I went back to work and was called up in their senior management meeting again and was announced as the newest director of Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
I was 25 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I had one of the most prestigious positions
yes.
that everybody wanted in Atlantis.
Uh-huh.
It had so much perks to it, and I couldn't believe it.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that. 25 years old. And it was nothing that it was
mm-hmm.
that was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell people throughout my life, my motto has always been hustled,
mm-hmm.
you know, and earned.
Mm-hmm.
Not given. Nobody has given me anything. So
hustled and earned.
Not given.
That's good.
I've always been the one to push hard and work hard for everything mm-hmm. I want. I've mm-hmm. never had the ability or the flexibility mm-hmm. or was put in any sort of
mm-hmm.
environment where something was handed to me. I've mm-hmm. always had to work for everything yes. I've had in life.
Yes. And talking about that, who were the major influencers at that time in your life who fueled you with the right kind of vision about yourself and giving you the kind of encouragement and inspiration that you needed, that, hey, you probably don't see it now, but we see it in you.
Right.
Who would those persons be, or even if it's just a person at that time in that season of your life?
I tell you this, and I always share this with people. I was never fertile by people around me. It was never that thing. It was never people in my space or
mm-hmm.
in my place that was the pushes for me.
Okay.
It was always my situation. It was my past.
Okay.
That was the one thing that fertile me.
Mm-hmm.
It was understanding that you're not going back there.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going back there. And it was the
okay.
one thing that always propelled me to
yes.
want to be better.
That's
and
the
do
word.
Better.
Propelled. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I knew where I wanted to go. I knew I wanted to go up. I couldn't go back.
You couldn't go back.
I had to progress. There was no looking back ever for me.
That is so
and
good.
So I always had to know that you have to work twice as hard
yes.
and do twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order for you to get that, that's what it's required.
So you didn't even have a person at that time.
No.
It was your story.
It was just my
It was
story.
A narrative was, of your
There was no
situation
person in
and
my
circumstance.
Life I could have said that I looked at and say, I want to be like this. Or
mm-hmm.
there was somebody who held my hand. No,
mm-hmm.
I had
mm-hmm.
no one at the time who were holding my hand. I was mm-hmm. dealing with, again, so many social issues personally mm-hmm. that I was fighting internally and mm-hmm. I was warring with internally.
Wow.
I just knew professionally
yes.
I had to make a better life for me. I came from siblings who were all older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And the two women who brought me up never finished beyond our junior school education.
Oh, wow.
And so I never had, I was always considered the underdog. I came from a home environment where
mm-hmm.
I was the youngest, but I was the only one who never got pregnant in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my family looked at me, they
yes.
were always looking at me to say, she ain't gonna be no better.
Oh,
she ain't
wow.
gonna be nothing in life.
Yeah.
She's not going to be this.
Low
I
expectations.
Never came from, absolutely.
Yes.
So there was no inspirational environment that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All I knew was that I had to get out of this and
mm-hmm.
I had to make better of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
do
you
better
were really
of my life.
Self-inspired.
Absolutely.
You were self-motivated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You didn't realize it at the time, but that's really who you were even
yes.
then. And even the more so, oh my goodness, now.
Yes.
And we're going to be getting into that in just a little minute. But that was a very, very sudden ascent. There at Atlantis.
Yes.
Were you able to handle it? What happened?
Well,
with this
you
promotion,
know,
it was.
I like to be very organic in
mm-hmm.
in talking about this part of it. I
mm-hmm.
did a lot of presentation as related to this. I think sometimes I was ready in terms of, I was so excited in this position. I handled it so well with such level of high diplomacy in terms of dealing with it and
okay.
in terms of executing my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I did an exceptional job, but I was not socially mature enough to handle such a position.
Okay.
And so when you promote someone too early who may be ready academically and
mm-hmm.
ready practically and theory, but not ready socially.
Socially. Uh-huh.
That's a big issue.
Uh-huh.
And I always tell people, especially knowing what I know now, I prefer to promote someone too late than too early.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Yeah.
That is very true.
For me, I felt that when I look back now and I'm able to evaluate and assess,
mm-hmm.
I believe that I was promoted a bit too early. Socially,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready. I mm-hmm. got something and I was on the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I abused that power.
Okay.
I abused that power in so many ways because, like you said, socially wasn't ready.
Uh-huh.
I stopped speaking to people. No, and I'm going to
so
be real.
So you were one of those women who, like,
oh, honey,
who does she think she is?
Yes.
You really thought about yourself
in
a puffed up manner. Oh, wow.
I would be on. I will be one to be very honest with you.
Yeah, very transparent.
I did that. And not only that, you know, sometimes we are defined by titles because we don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have certain labels on our bodies and we think at the end we become somebody. And at the time I was making money, I was able to buy the Cartier, the Gucci and all of that.
Yes, yes.
And that's all I wore. And because of that, now I was somebody all of a sudden.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
And
based on materialism.
Absolutely. And, you know, I allowed that to define me for a moment because I was so lost. I was so lost not knowing who I was. And for that purpose, I put myself on a pedestal. And I kept myself there.
Yes,
I was at the core of my career. I was doing so much. I had just finished my master's in human resources. And so a lot was happening. But at the very same time, where I was stabbing some people in the back and I was doing some things to some people. See what you sow,
you're
you
being
reap.
Brutally honest today.
Yeah, I am. I'm always honest in conversation.
That's good.
And see, that's what's missing in a lot of conversation. People aren't honest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While I was sowing some things, I began to reap them back. See, I sowed some things. I was so busy up there and thinking I reach and arrive.
Arrived, yes.
And I was sitting at the table and so busy doing my own people in, you know. And, you know, it just happened back to me.
So something happened and you were humbled. You had to fall off the high horse.
I was humbled. Drastically, I can't even lie to you. I lost two sisters. I had a sister who passed away. I had my close sister was just a year below me who died. I had my father who died, of course. I had a whole set got burnt down.
Oh my goodness.
Stripped completely. When I say stripped, my contract was canceled from Atlantis.
Brought down to bare bone.
I was brought down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell people that you got to be careful what you teach your kids, that if they pray to God, that, you know, God is able to answer their wishes. God is not Santa Claus. And we have to stop selling that module to people.
That's good. Because he's
you
not.
Know, if he has to strip you down, he will strip you down to get you to where he needs you to be. And I was stripped. So that's where I changed from being religion to having a relationship with God.
Well, you know, the word of God says that we will reap what we sow. And you're speaking as a woman of maturity right now, because sometimes we do things and we literally don't expect for these things to come back to us. And it's because I guess we just don't believe that the word of God is true. And it is. And it is so very true. And sometimes, too, though, it's not necessarily because we've done anything bad. Sometimes a part of our process and our journey in God creating us and developing us and molding us into who it is that he has predestined for us to become.
Correct.
Sometimes it's part of his plan for us to go through the rough.
Absolutely.
And not necessarily because we've done anything wrong, but you know from your own personal story and what it is that you know that you've done.
Yes.
That, hey, some of these things that happened to me is a consequence of seeds that I've sown that were not good seeds.
I know that it's also according to where he's taking you.
Yes.
Sometimes it's about him molding you.
Yes, yes.
See, some journeys in life, God has to take you there, but he has to bring you back.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the test, we don't ever pass it. We fail the test over and over, and sometimes we find ourselves going in circles because we fail the test. And I always tell people, new levels bring you devils.
And that's very true.
New levels bring you devils. And the more you go up in life and see, a lot of times, I know for me, and I always tell people, you know, another woman can get away with stuff I don't get away with. The same thing other people can get away with.
That's so for all of us,
Mitch. Differently.
That's so for all of us, yes.
I can't even lie to you. I just get handled differently.
Yeah.
You know, and I see people do things and can get away with it, but I can't. And that's because of the calling that's on my life.
Exactly.
And because I know who I was.
You have a different pattern.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I always tell people the one thing happened to me in that whole stripping was that I was introduced to who I was.
That's good.
I got introduced to who I was.
That is so powerful. You know, you're reminding me of an organization that I formed in 2015. Really, it was birthed in 2003.
Yeah.
With a song that I wrote called Affirmation, but I thought it was just a song. But in 2015, it came to me that no, it's more than just a song. It's a movement, and it's called the Affirmation Nation.
There you go.
And it's really based upon teaching, particularly young ladies, teenage girls, listen, you've got to come into a knowing of who you are. If you don't, here are the possibilities as to what can happen to you. We're trying to circumvent those possibilities. And so let's teach you. Let's show you. Let's bring you into that knowing. And so I'm listening to you now. And you don't know how much you're inspiring me. You know, with the importance and the necessity of that, because I didn't really see it back then, but now I do.
Very good.
And you're really, really, really just confirming the story. And talking about that, now we are talking about the personal side of Miss Yolanda Turnquest at the top. Of course, on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking Miss Yolanda Turnquest and politics.
Of course.
Okay, we've got a lot to talk about there.
Yes.
But talking about the personal side, of course, a subtopic for today is Love of Self. Our series for this month, February, is Love of Country, playing on the February with the love theme. And you told me something very interesting right before we started recording.
Yes.
And I was a bit dumbfounded. I must be honest with you.
Yes.
And you said, Lady Shima, I have experienced the D word.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe lots of words came to your mind, listeners, when you heard me say the D word. But the D word that I'm talking about is that word, divorce.
Yes.
When I hear that word, I think about a painful tearing apart of what was once one. What has that whole ordeal and experience done to the person, Miss Yolanda Turnquest?
Well, no one person is punishing divorce. Let me be the first to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce affects two people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Two people lose in a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because, you know, when you think about two persons coming together, creating one,
mm-hmm.
and then that union is now broken,
mm-hmm.
you know, regardless of who put it forth or who decided it to happen,
mm-hmm.
it still causes a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
And it ripples through the entire family thread.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, you know, even though we have a great relationship and a great rapport,
mm-hmm.
One thing I've always tried to be is very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And very organic, especially with my families and with
mm-hmm.
my audience and with people.
Yes.
Because I believe that's important. I believe that at the end of the day, you should tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't allow people to tell it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it was just understanding that we came to a place where at the end of today, you know, happiness is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be in a situation where it's toxic, it's unhealthy, and you're not happy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding that ground, we knew that it was no longer workable.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried. It was no longer workable.
Mm-hmm.
We've come together more than one or two occasions to try, but it just wasn't
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to part ways.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're an influencer. He's an influencer.
Of course.
How do influencers make a comeback after going through personal tragedy?
Well, it's difficult too, but you have to find your center and you have to find yourself. A lot of times we get drowned in relationships. We lose ourselves in a lot of relationships. We lose ourselves in our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And so we commit so much of who we are.
Yes.
We sacrifice so much of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key thing, because, see, I always tell people, whenever you find that you can't live your purpose
mm-hmm.
In your marriage, that marriage is operating on a scaly ground, because you're here for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you got to be able to live out your purpose. I believe you're playing with witchcraft when you start that foolishness, that
mm-hmm.
manipulating.
Well,
this is a manipulating process.
That's what manipulation is, sweetheart.
Purpose is what we're here to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, when I was introduced to myself and I get to know who I am,
mm-hmm.
see, when I found my voice, for a long time in my life, I didn't want it surges in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to stay muted. I wanted still waters.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment I find my voice,
don't we all?
Oh, listen to me. That was it for me.
Yes.
I didn't seek permission anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask people's opinion of what I wanted to do anymore.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ask permission to do anything. I just did it.
Yes.
And that's for me what it was all about. It was
mm-hmm.
all about understanding that this is your path and just go forth. You know, where God gives vision, he makes provision. And that's a motto I live by.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you have to be okay with building your own stage if you have to.
Mm-hmm. You have to be okay with building your own stage if you have to.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to.
Wow, that's a line right there.
You have to be okay with that, because sometimes not everybody's going to give you a mic or not everybody's going to give you a stage, but
mm-hmm.
you got to build your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be okay with that. And a lot of us want things handed to us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I might tell you, hustle, not handed.
Yes, that's right.
Earned, not given.
That's right.
That's what I do. I don't ask permission for anything.
Okay.
I do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an ordinary person,
mm-hmm.
but I try to show people day in and day out. It doesn't matter how you start in this life,
mm-hmm.
but it's how you finish.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you come from. You
wow.
know, it has nothing to do with where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't use those things as excuses, as
crutches. That's right.
And I always tell people, I live by this. If you're not changing it, you're choosing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not changing this, you're choosing it. We can't choose this. I can't choose this anymore.
Mitz, I'm just hearing a book. I mean, you're just throwing line after line after line, and I'm just hearing a hook, another hook, another hook. Listen, that book has got to come forth.
Yes.
That's got to come
Amen.
Out. That's really powerful what it is that you're saying there. And for those persons just joining us here on Influencers, I'm your host, Lady Shima, as we are continuing in the series Love of Country with a subtopic Love of Self today. And I'm speaking with an influencer. She has come to love herself fully. And I'm loving what it is that I am seeing. And I believe that your influence has been deepened as a result of you coming into a knowingness, is my word. I love that word. It really gets the message and the point across, a knowingness, a knowing, an affirmation of who you really are as a person and your purpose and your place here in the earth. And so we just got through talking about the personal side of this awesome influencer. And when we get back after the break, we're going to be going into talking more so about the societal impact of this great influencer, as well as her bid in the political ring.
Yes.
We've got some interesting stuff coming up on the other side of the break, folks. So please stay right here. Tuned in to Influencers on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM. Need your picture taken? Well, if you want it to look its best, then go to the best. It's Soya Studios, capturing your special events, portraits, passport, job, and visa photos. Plus, there's more. Also offering professional printing services of business cards, letterheads, signs, and banners. Opened Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a legacy. 28 years and growing. Located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road. Call 361-7786.
Start your day the right way. Seven Seas.
Start your day the right way. Trust in the timeless tradition of Seven Seas Cod Liver Oil. Seven Seas Cod Liver Oil is a rich, natural source of omega-3, giving you the essential nutrients needed to promote good health and help make sure you're looking and feeling your very best. Whether it's one a day, high strength, or traditional, with Seven Seas Cod Liver Oil, you start your day the right way.
Start your day the right way with Seven Seas.
Welcome back to Influencers. I'm your host, Lady Shima. And with me today is influencer Mitz Yolander Turnquest. You may know her as the grand fashionista guru, CEO of Signature Styles. You may know her as a youth empowerment specialist. You may know her as just a powerful Bahamian woman who is making waves in this ocean, okay, called the world. And we got started off talking about her personal story from rags to riches, the Bahamian Cinderella story. And now we're going to dabble a little bit into her social media presence. I was scrolling through and I saw this, and this really caught my attention, Miss Yolanda. It caught my attention. And I believe that you use your social media presence as a social church pulpit.
I do.
That's what
it's
I got to call
it. It's a
ministry
for me.
I can tell. And, and this is what you wrote, and I quote, open quote, "We women are told to act like ladies, think like men, look young, work two times as hard, then still be told that we are too ambitious."
Absolutely.
Then you went on to say, to write that, open quote, "Equality can't wait. We need it now.
Yes.
It's time to get gangsta."
Absolutely.
I've got two questions for you on that. What is your definition of gangsta in this quote? All right. And also, I want you to give me a little bit of your personal experience as well as to what really inspired you to write this quote. We've got to hone in now on this equality.
Of course. Well, when I think of equality, I know for me, just coming up in the corporate world, I've sat at a table where it was predominantly male. And that was 20 years ago. Today, I enter another race. That still looks like a boy's playing field, a football playing field. And it seems like nothing has changed. So I always tell people I have a bit of rebellious in me, as well as I'm what you call a maverick at heart. So I have both in me.
Okay.
I grew up in Grantstown, and so I know what it is to come from the inner city, and I know what it is to be a bit gangster. I always tell people I was not always reformed. I'm so sorry. I came from humble beginnings, so I know what it is to get down.
Yes.
I know what it is to hang on the block and just hang out.
Yes.
But I think this is the time when that we need to push forward in terms of women getting our equal playing field and literally demanding a seat at the table. I think for me, you know, we need to get more women involved, especially in the political game. It's time. I think women, we are great and we are amazing, and we are amazing because we are nurturers. We are we give life. We birth things. We grow things.
That's good.
We
That's
make
good.
Things happen.
That's right.
And right now our country is that is stuck. Mm-hmm. We're not progressing at all. We're orbiting. We're just going in circles. Mm-hmm. That's all we've been doing for a while. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's because we're missing women at the forefront of politics. Mm-hmm. And when I look at what's happening today,
yes,
it bothers me. Mm-hmm. I'm saddened by it. And we can sit here and talk all about the flaws of this administration, but at the end of the day, if you're not willing to put your hands forward and to make it different, then you're guilty of complicity. Mm-hmm. You're no different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're being
and
complicit.
So for me, I believe that the time for talk has ended. Mm-hmm. If we're going to sit and have back and forth, the time for that has ended. Mm-hmm. Until more women get to the forefront and raise their hand. Mm-hmm. Not until that time. Mm-hmm. It's not until then. And think there's so many women who are intimidated, who are afraid because they don't wish to be attacked. Mm-hmm. The political game is not a pretty game.
Garbage juice.
Yeah. They're afraid. And so I simply say to those women, you can't be afraid. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready, you're not ready for success unless you're okay of being talked about. Mm-hmm. If being talked about
is your biggest thing. It comes with the territory, doesn't it?
It does. And even if you're not in politics, they're going to still talk. Let me just let you know that now.
Yes.
They're going to talk regardless.
Yes.
But if that's your biggest concern, your country needs you. And that's what I say to many great, because we have great women out there. Mm-hmm. Your country needs you. I put my son on the plane last year. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said to me, you know, you have the ability to work all around as well, but you choose to stay here, mommy. Why? Mm-hmm. And my
Good
answer
question.
Response to him was, I love this place.
Uh-huh.
This is home for me.
Wow.
I love this place. Mm-hmm. I can't even lie to you. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I promise you I'm going to make it better. Because one of the things he said to me is, I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. I say, I promise you I'm going to make it better. Mm-hmm. And I keep my promise.
Make it better for your son to be able to return. You
to
know,
return back.
Let's
and
have a little
him.
Bit. Yes. There's a lot of that is happening right now. Yes. We have a serious brain drain. I was just talking to the Minister of Tourism about this the other day, the Honorable Dionisio de Aguila. And as a matter of fact, he has two sons that they're away. You know, they have established lives away. And he was talking to me and saying, listen, I don't know, I'm going to get them back here, you know, to deal with the washhouse company and business and all this kind of type of stuff. And I said, it's amazing for you to talk about this.
Yes.
And knowing the kind of privileged background that they have, and they do, courtesy, of course, of previous generations working hard.
Of course.
There's nothing wrong with that. But how are we going to really see the transformational change that we need here in the Bahamas with this ongoing brain drain? What is here for them to say, okay, I'm going to return, I want to come back, even just to make a contribution? Because there's this growing mentality that if I return, I'm going to suffer with everyone else, because that's just a part of the territory of being here. No opportunities, stuck, limited, the mentality, the black crab syndrome. I can go on and on and on. And so I'm hearing you too say that the kind of transformational change that we need here in the Bahamas is going to be at the hand of a woman. We need more of them around the table.
Me too.
Policy decision makers.
I agree.
Impacting Bahamian society.
Absolutely. I do believe that.
Yes.
I believe that come to a place that we need disruptive programs. See, what you're talking about is we don't have programs. We're so busy trying to get by day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, where we're so busy trying to get by day, there's really nobody in place that's creating programs and policies that's in place to help us move this country along.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Everybody's scrambling. Everybody's trying to just get by.
Yeah. And you know, that is really a major part of the problem too, Mitz. And also, another part of the problem is where we have those programs that do exist that are struggling and reaching out
They're
for resources.
At this point,
Yes.
They're ineffective at this point. And then we got to look at the people who have these programs in place. Because sometimes we talk about resources, but I always tell people the one resource we need to move anything forward is human resource. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
first
like
and foremost,
to,
yes.
It's human resources. Mm-hmm. A lot of these programs just need human resources just to move them forward. Mm-hmm. The right people in the right places.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And that's what we're missing at this point. We don't have the right people at the right places.
In the right place.
This is a time where we need to really advocate for political reform. We need to advocate to change all of our social systems, our healthcare, our educational system.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the educational system, we've had the same program.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
still.
we're still a D average.
Still at a D average.
We haven't changed anything about this program.
Yeah.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
You know what insanity is when we do the same thing over and over again
and expect
a different
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
You know.
It sickens me.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's for me to sit back and be able to have certain abilities or have certain assets to be able to help my country and not do nothing. It's the reason I raise my hand. I raise my hand because at the end of the day, I need to not be, I need to be unafraid, unintimidated of this time that we're in. Mm-hmm. And step forward and say, listen, I'm willing to help, you know, and that's what we need.
That is so much of what we need. And I just want to read this piece to sort of reiterate what it is that you're saying as it relates to women at the fore, women around the table, especially as it relates to Parliament. And I'm quoting from one of our local dailies here in the Bahamas, an article written in 2018. This really got me when I saw this.
Tell me.
And it says, open quote, women hold the majority of senior leadership positions in nearly every public sector, but politics and law enforcement, according to statistics presented by Social Services Minister Frankie Campbell. Mr. Campbell addressed the United Nations Committee on the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women in Geneva, Switzerland, as part of the country's state review. The minister went on to say, open quote, in politics, women represent 5% of cabinet ministers, 12% of parliamentarians, and 43% of senators are women, end quote. Wow. Also, let me give you this interesting fact. May 2017 general elections, 40 of 194 nominated candidates were women. That's 21% overall.
Right.
So the Bahamas that we see today is definitely, by and large, as a result of women missing around the table.
Absolutely.
And this is why you threw your hat in the race. Now, you're an aspirant. You were an aspirant. You did not get that nomination for Yamacraw. But I still want to ask you, though.
Of course.
All these parties out here.
Yes.
You decided to align yourself with the golden hat.
Yes.
Okay. Why the PLP?
Well, I'd say this. And it's not why the PLP. I've always been a PLP.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a PLP from birth to now.
Oh, wow.
I'm one of those loyal people.
Mm-hmm,
And I did. It's not that I'm born in the PLP. You know, my core values have aligned with the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
The PLP is the one party that deals with the masses of Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one party that looks out for the poorest among us. It's the one party that makes sure that the least among us have access to to the basic necessities of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up in an era in the 80s. I schooled in the 80s where Selinden literally left its blueprint. And that's where we were fighting for just free education during that time. Just equality for women. I grew up in that era where those were the rhetoric being spoken at the time. And so for me, I always have a sense of pride from whence I came, because I know where we came from to where we are today.
Yes.
So for me, when I look at any other parties, I've had many offers for many parties. Let me just say that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even fringe, because one thing I don't do is political prostitution.
Okay.
It's not about
political
it's not about getting a nomination.
I had to clear my throat on that one.
It's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply about, at the end of the day, understanding that I don't doubt for one second that the PLP is the party to bring to bring this country to where it needs to be, to take this country to where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great leader. We have a great team. Zane will do tremendously well in Yamacraw.
Mm-hmm.
We're not competitors. We're on the same team. We want the same things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, being first raising my hand in frontline politics, I've come far. And for that, I pat myself on the back. Whether I take a front seat or a back seat, I will be a part of this party and I will help this party 100% bring this victory home, because we need it. The country needs it.
You're very confident in the Progressive Liberal Party. Of course, there are persons who are not. There are persons who think that the leadership of the Honorable Brave Davis is questionable, and they don't necessarily trust his ability to lead.
Yes.
Some persons think that he would probably make a better second in command, maybe Chester Cooper being at the helm.
Right.
I'm just telling you some of the things that are being said
on
the ground. You know, what are your thoughts and feelings concerning that?
I've been on the ground, so I've heard those concerns. I've addressed those concerns. I've worked on the ground for a while. So I hear all of those concerns. And the one thing I say to many people is that this country right now is what we call in crisis. It's almost as if, though, I'm going to use this scenario to you. If you're sick and your life depends on you coming back to life, will you allow an amateur doctor to perform on you, or will you bring in the most senior doctor who's saved lives, who's been in there and done some things?
Of course, the most senior doctor.
Absolutely. And so I say that to just say simply this. This country right now is in crisis. We're in economic crisis. We're in leadership crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We're in health crisis. We're in educational crisis. We got crisis going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
We need a person who's seasoned, who's senior, who has wisdom, who's been here numerous times before to take us through this.
Mm-hmm.
Chester is amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't even lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
His background is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But he will also sit here and tell you that the person who's steering this vehicle is exactly where he needs to be steering this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally 100% agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
We need Mr. Davis to take us through this. And a lot of people will not understand it. But when you bring it home to them, we need a seasoned person. You cannot put a new person there. We brought in a lot of new persons. We've seen what that's done.
Mm-hmm.
You need your wisdom teeth in. Listen to me. Your wisdom teeth is needed, you know.
Of course.
I always tell people that you can't pull They're your
very
wisdom
important.
Teeth. You're going to have some problems if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You need your wisdom team.
Mm-hmm.
You can't throw them away. You can't discard them. Mm-hmm. This is the season where we truly need them to propel us forward.
So you feel that combo with the Honorable Brave Davis at the helm and Chester Cooper as his second in command, that's the perfect team.
Listen to me when I tell you that.
It's for the PLP in the season.
Team.
An exceptional team.
It's an exceptional team. I promise you that.
I hear your
it's
adjective.
We need. And they work amazing together.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Okay. You know, because another thing too, you know, I love to talk a lot about what's happening on the ground, what's being heard, what's being said on the ground, because that's what's going to be driving those votes in the box.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what's going to be driving those votes in the box.
Yes.
And now there are lots of persons saying now too, listen, there's a possibility that, you know, the Free National Movement, that they're gone as a result, especially because of the way that the competent authority has handled this crisis with COVID-19 and even the latter part of what happened with Hurricane Dorian. And of course, I don't believe that we can say of any political party who's been at the helm for a while, either the PLP or the FNM, that is just all wrong, all bad. They both brought positives forward, movement, good decisions, you know, for the Bahamas. But by and large, there are quite a number of persons who are saying that because particularly of the handling and the mismanagement of the Hurricane Dorian situation, the COVID-19 situation, that they're probably going to go down on this one because of that.
I do believe that. See, I'm also an entrepreneur at heart. I always tell people I'm a human resource leader by day, but I'm an entrepreneur by night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an entrepreneur by heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched so many of my colleagues who've been in business for 18 to 20 years had to close their door for this COVID-19 season.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched people had to lose their jobs, lost their homes, lost so much because of the bleed of the lockdown over that 6 months period.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people it's not what you do to people, you know, but it's how you make people feel when they're down.
Mm-hmm.
When the leader used to... When Menace came on, the way he made people feel, the harshness, the hardness, the dictatorship of people when they were going through that, no level of sensitivity, nothing. And people had to shut their business down, the cry out, and there was no help.
Mm-hmm.
There was no help. That is what people will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that this is a time where we have to implement plans that centers and prioritize families and the disenfranchised.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time where we have to understand that we have to create programs that's going to help the least among us at this point in time. Healthcare. You have people right now afraid to go to the hospital.
Yes.
Because of what's happening.
Exactly.
We're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how can we change this around? And still today, we're not finding solution to these problems. We're still trying to get by day to day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real solution to help us propel forward with these issues.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a problem in our educational system. We can't even get schools open.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grieved by this.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts me today. My heart cries shame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter which role we play. It bothers me that there's not enough people raising their hands to say, I want to help. We have so many people who want to get on social media and vent and carry on. And because everybody's angry.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If all of us would say, how can I help? Raise your hand. How can I help?
Mm-hmm.
This is our country. Mm-hmm. And so Lyndon said something that you hear echoing now over even more and more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to fight for it, then you don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to fight.
Mm-hmm. You know, that there are persons who say as well, you know, the PLP has been at the fore for more than three decades, not concurrently, but that amount of time. And why didn't they do it then? Why are they saying this now? Why didn't they do it while they were at the fore, while they were in governance, while they were the governing party? But now, as the opposition, there's crying foul here and there's crying foul and shame here.
I think I'm not going to sit here and say to you that the party is a perfect party.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a lot of things right, but there are some things that we know that we've gotten wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new leader and this is a new team, a new set of people.
Mm-hmm.
And this vetting process was not done quickly or swiftly.
Mm-hmm.
This was done strategically.
Mm-hmm.
This took time. And the reason why it took so much time, because finding the right people was vital and important.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire the team for this, because I understand the need to making sure that we find the right people
mm-hmm.
to make sure progress this country forward. We need innovators in this season.
Yes,
we need
yes.
architects in this season.
Mm-hmm.
We need forward thinkers in this season.
Mm-hmm.
This is an unprecedented time.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So
it
we
is.
we need unprecedented leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We need people who are willing to say no more.
Mm-hmm.
We need those forward thinkers
mm-hmm.
to get this country where it needs to be. And so there was a lot of time going into this. I say yes to the PLP because, you know what? Yes, there are some things in the past that happened, but this is not the same team. So don't beat me with the same switch. If you date this man today and you get another man, you can beat him with the same switch to the other man. Come on. Let's be fair.
Yes.
And we have
yes.
to learn to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new human. Give
mm-hmm.
him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a chance to do right by you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he does wrong, then you can say, but give him an opportunity.
Okay.
Give him a clean slate to start on a clean slate.
So what you're saying is, what you're saying right now is allow Davis to sit in the chair, the
yeah.
seat of the PM, allow him to make decisions that's going to impact the nation,
yes.
and then judge him
and
afterwards.
And then judge him according to that. He's never been in the seat before. This is the first time he's sitting
you believe
in the
that
seat.
He deserves to sit in the seat?
I think he does.
Okay.
I think there's,
you said there's an exceptional
me, there's,
team going on here.
And listen to me, Shima. You and I will have this conversation maybe another 4 or 5 years down the line. He perhaps will go down as one of the greatest leaders this country's ever had.
That's a very powerful statement, Mitz. Very
I'm
powerful
telling
statement.
You, if you get to know the man, you'll understand why I say
That's
that.
A very powerful statement. Let me segue into this. You know, it's unfortunate that politics has now almost become synonymous with the term garbage juice, right? So much of the masses, they tend to almost expect corruption. Corruption from those who lend themselves to serve in public office, as being duplicitous in their dealings, as wanting to put their hand in the cookie jar, if you will. Some of whom have entered into public office, probably doing relatively well financially, but now after serving 5 years, leaving as millionaires, some even multimillionaires. What do you feel really needs to happen to change this outlook and expectation that a good number of persons who offer themselves for public office only do so for personal gain?
I think, first of all, we need to have a higher level of accountability. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is why people feel as though they're able to go into the into government
mm-hmm.
and put their hands forward. Because really and truly, there's no true accountability there.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. And then we have to understand that there needs to be some level of prosecution as relate to somebody needs to be made an example out of.
Okay.
There has to be some repercussion for these actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem is that we don't prosecute people who we've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sad reality. And so people believe us at the end of the day, the most they walk away with is a bad name and a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But then you walk away with millions being stolen from the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sickened by it.
Mm-hmm. So you believe
really
that there's going to
me.
Be prosecution by a judiciary that's by and large, in some instances, appointed by the government.
Of course.
So you appoint me and then I'm going to turn around and prosecute?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, there has to be a level of accountability. See, that's where, you know.
So you're talking about being a nationalist.
Of course, because at the end of the day, we have to understand that, see, you made a commitment to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You made a pledge to the people.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you broke that out and you step outside of that line, the moment you step outside of that commitment that you've made,
mm-hmm.
there has to be some repercussion for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is not personal. This
mm-hmm.
is business.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand the governing the country is governing the country. You have
yes.
to get. We have to run the country as a business
mm-hmm.
and not
mm-hmm.
personal.
Mm-hmm.
We get too personal.
Mm-hmm.
This is my boy. We was together
yes.
for this. We get too personal.
Clooney's
I can't
friends
do
love
this. Let me just give him a resignation. No.
Okay.
You did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be held accountable for that. And I think that's until we get there, until
mm-hmm.
we start to really begin accountable. And then we have to be more detailed in terms of fundings and expenditure and everything else. Because
mm-hmm.
how is it that people are able to do this
spread
such
across
long
the board
time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nobody's able to notice this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
who's who's supposed to be checking these books? Who's supposed to be checking these accounts?
Mm-hmm.
So that, we have to look at all of this and revamp this.
Yes, yes. That's another revamp thing that I was going to ask you about, as a matter of fact. And that is, let's just say, even with the competent authority over the office of the Prime Minister, the Office of Ministers of Government, making these decisions that's impacting the nation at large,
yes,
and lasting impact, lasting negative effect.
Of course.
And absolutely no consequences. Nothing. Nothing at all. And you are saying here that there has to be changes made to the system.
It has to be.
In order for there to be accountability
it
straight across the board.
We cannot.
Because
we cannot,
if it doesn't,
leave it like this anymore.
It's going to continue.
Listen to me. COVID-19 has taught us that we cannot go back to the way things was.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change every aspect of government. Mm-hmm. We need complete political reform.
Mm-hmm.
Complete in every aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to create a new government.
Mm-hmm.
A new government that's spotless and that at the end of the day that we can have complete accountability to the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need in this season. That's what the Bahamian people deserve.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss, I don't know if we can ever have a government that's spotless, but I understand what it is that you're saying by and large as it relates to a desire, potential
of course.
For that. That should be what we are striving
to be
for
of course.
And to be. That's an excellent point. I want to talk a little bit about this as we draw to the end of the show, actually. And as we're talking about our topic, which is for the love of country, our subtopic for today, the love of self.
Correct.
And this story really got to me, especially in talking about love of self and a love and a respect for women,
right.
Place of women within society, namely, particularly, specifically, Bahamian society.
Right.
A story printed in another one of our local dailies about 3 weeks ago. And I want to just read a portion of this because it points to the importance of the need for even further measures to be taken when it comes to the protection of women and female minors in right. particular. Against sexual violence, and I'm quoting here, open quote, the Progressive Liberal Party, the PLP, a relationship with the former Canadian fashion executive and Lifeward Key home owner, Peter Nygaard, is in the past. PLP leader Philip Brave Davis said yesterday, adding that during his time in government, no criminal complaint was ever made against Nygaard in the Bahamas. That relationship was a focal point during a recent Canadian Broadcasting Corporation television special, which highlighted Nygaard's relationship with former PLP leader and Prime Minister Perry Christie. In December 2020, Nygaard was indicted in New York on multiple charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and other crimes. Prosecutors alleged that he was involved in, open quote, reference, a decades-long pattern of criminal conduct involving at least dozens of victims in the United States, the Bahamas, and Canada, among other locations. Some of the alleged victims were minors. Yesterday, Davis said he is appalled by these extremely serious charges about Nygaard, who was a longtime resident of the Bahamas. In no time during my tenure, this is a quote here from Davis. As Deputy Prime Minister, was there ever a criminal complaint made to the Bahamian police about the matters he is now charged with? Said Davis, who served as Deputy Prime Minister under Christie during 2012 to 2017 administration, end quote. This is very serious.
Right.
Because, of course, there were ties between Nygaard and the PLP. We see here in the quote where Davis said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that those ties have been cut as a result of what it is that's being read here from this newspaper daily. We still have this kind of thing going on with women minors in the Bahamas.
Yes, we do. We do. I think when we talk about sexual abuse, this thing is so personal for me. I always tell people that I grieved. I have a partnership with the Elizabeth Estate Home. I take care of 22 kids in that home, and they're between the ages of 13 to 18.
Hmm.
And I relate to that home so personally because there was a process and period of my life where my mom couldn't take care of me, and she had to give me away for a short period of time.
Yes.
So I know what it is to be somewhere where you're not loved, Mm-hmm. And so for me, reaching out to these kids and connecting with these kids and letting these kids understand that they have support,
mm-hmm.
And they have love and just a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be there for them,
yes,
as an extended support system is important. But a lot of these children came from homes where they've had to go through mm-hmm. physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get so teary-eyed when mm-hmm. I think of what is happening today in our country. And it's personal for me because I had to go through so much as a child. And I'm still learning to heal from those childhood traumas. And so when I hear stuff like this, I relive those moments over again.
Mm-hmm.
I entered this race, too, because of reason, for reasons like this. And even though I will not sit at the front of the political line, I will still have a seat in the political process
mm-hmm.
and be a big part of making changes
mm-hmm.
as it relates to our kids, our young women.
Mm-hmm.
And this is troubling for me to help push and advance policies that better care and take care
yes.
and protect our children.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm a part of a group of women that's called We Lead.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so committed mm-hmm. to making these kind of changes.
Okay.
We're committed to making sure that we protect our young women.
Mm-hmm.
And not only protect them, but give them a meaning of life. Give them a reason to want to push forward, regardless of which environment or situation they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And just not just giving them that meaning, but being there for them.
Yes.
So that's important. I think so many times a lot of our younger women don't have nothing to look up to or look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now it's for us to give them the tools necessary needed to let them know they too have hope. These are the next generation of leaders.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's time right. for us to pour into them.
That's right. You're so correct.
They are the next generation of leaders. And so mm-hmm. we have to commit.
Mm-hmm. That's a very somber but yet very powerful point to end today's show with influencer.
Yes.
Mitt Yolander, Turnquest. Yes. Oh, my goodness. What a powerful show today. Thank you so very much for being here with
awesome.
Me.
Awesome. It's a pleasure for you having me.
And listen, everybody, until next week, that's going to be all. Blessings.
Influencers was brought to you by
7Seas. Start your day the right way. Soya Studios, located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road West. Carib Construction. Real-time sound studios and Global Transformation Media, transforming you from the inside out.